All right, good to have you on board. Lots to chat about. Plenty of football as well. A huge weekend. Always great to honor some of the best of the very best to play on a football field. And boy, did we have a great crop when you talk about, especially in the defensive side, with a guy like a Rod Woodson and a Bruce Smith, also along with Ralph Wilson of the Buffalo Bills. And then, of course, Derek Thomas, the late Derek Thomas, one of the greatest pass rushers of all time. And who better to talk to than a man who was a teammate and on the opposite side. And when you're a quarterback, back under center, and these guys are rushing at you. Obviously, quick decisions need to be made. Kind enough to join us, a long and storied, a successful career under center, is Dave Craig. Dave, appreciate the time here on Mad Dog Radio. How are you?
Well, Casey, thank you. Thanks for having me out. I appreciate it.
Let's start with the standpoint of the Derek Thomas thing. As a teammate, when you're sitting there on the offensive side of the ball, and you have just scored a touchdown, and you know how important it is to get a defensive stop. When you have a guy like a Derek Thomas as a teammate, how important is that to have that kind of impact on the defensive side of the ball?
Well, you know, you got Derek as a defensive lineman, and you got Neil Smith and all these guys. Oh, that's important because, you know, you got a chance to get the ball back and maybe put another field goal or a touchdown up, and you got a 10 or 14-point lead, so... Whenever you have a good defense and a good defensive player like that, that's also important. And also, the kind of guy that can call overs because of how quick he is to come off the corner to get to the quarterback.
Yeah, Dave, on the other side, you definitely know what that's like being under center and having him chase you down in those years with Seattle and some multiple sack games as well. What separated what Derek was able to do from maybe some other pass rushers as far as maybe predictability and skills are concerned?
Well, fear would be one of them, I'm sure. And the other thing I think, as I look at it, I kind of just did what I thought was right to make a play happen. Like, if the play broke down, I dropped back. Then I pretty much just scrambled around and tried to make something happen, remembering in the back of my head the design of the play. So, in other words, if I had two in routes coming from the left, then I would scramble, you know, over to my right because they would keep going to their right. If they were coming from the right, going to their left, then I would scramble to my left. I kind of remember that a little bit. I think if you saw that one film, the ball was fumbled around. I threw a touchdown pass to Danny Green in the end corner of the end zone. Well, as I picked up that fumble, I said to myself, oh, my gosh, Danny Green, if he's running his route properly, he should be in the corner of the end zone. And sure enough, there he was. So it was a little intangible as a quarterback needs. You know, where his receivers are going to be, you know, how good his linemen are, and which way he should probably try to scramble when he's getting rid of the football.
When you talk about the Kansas City Chiefs during those days, a lot of times people talk about what Derek was like on the field, and obviously, extremely successful guy rushing the passer, also good against the run. But how about as far as inside the locker room? What type of a teammate off the field was he, Dave?
Oh, that's a good question. Very gregarious. I would say a coach wouldn't like him too much because he wasn't afraid to open his mouth and say if he didn't like something, he'd be the vocal leader of your team. Players from other teams respected Derek Thomas, and I think that says a lot about him right there as a football player and as a man. And I think by the thing that I got to do, I got to play against him at first, and then my last 2 years, I got to play with him. And I really appreciated the fact, you know, he gave me his helmet with little dark things in the front, dark shade in the front, and from a game that he sacked me in, and we became very, very good friends. We golfed together, got to meet his mom, and talked about his dad, that I had a friend who flew on the F-15s in Desert Storm a little bit of a while later, and, he passed away in a car accident. So there's some little things like that were really cool. But Derek Thomas was a fun-loving, gregarious, very confident, kept the room alive, kept it loose, and he was the kind of guy that you wanted on your team.